Flying Cool Tech 49, July 16th, 2005. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skudkon, your host for Blind Cool Tech. Well, today's Harry Potter Day. And last night, this was the scene at Walmart at midnight.
And there's all these lights on us. Grab them. Grab two. And vamos. You should have just snatched them.
Huge stack of Harry Potter books right there.
Why didn't you just snatch one?
Tell us about them.
Hold on. I don't know. 3 feet high?
No, it's like 4 foot high. Go grab two.
And then how wide?
It's about 4 foot wide by 4 foot high. If I could, let's see, five.
And what kind of people are in line here?
There's all sorts of kinds.
Just mostly young kids?
Oh, no.
My age?
Maybe one or two. There's a lot of women. Not many men coming for the Harry Potter opening. What do you think, Shelley?
What do I think? Hope it ain't $29.99.
Really?
You had it reserved for like 15 or something.
No, I thought I read somewhere it was supposed to be like $15 at Walmart. But I don't care. I've been waiting.
This is so much fun.
Please take your change.
Yeah.
Cash is dispensed below the scanner. Your receipt will send below the pin pad device.
She's dressed up like
your items.
There you go.
Thank you for shopping
Who?
At Walmart.
Oh, yes.
So, that was the scene at Walmart at midnight, the Super Walmart, in Louisville, Kentucky. And in honor of the 6th Harry Potter release, we're going to show you a little bit about Bookshare and how you can go to Bookshare, if you're a registered member, and obtain your copy of Harry Potter and send it to your bookport and begin reading with the rest of the world. Very exciting stuff. Before we get to that, though, let's go through our voicemail.
Hi there, this is Mary Emerson from San Jose, California, and I just want to thank you for the podcast. I really enjoy them. I especially enjoy all of your walking experiences and your information about guide dogs. I'm a dedicated cane user, so I enjoy all the information about alternate ways of getting around. And I also appreciated the information about the Windows entertainment stuff that you were talking about probably about a week ago or so. This is being recorded on the 16th of July. The one comment I had, though, was that it really would have helped a lot if you'd have slowed the speech down a lot. Some of us, such as myself, have a hearing problem, and we cannot understand that fast speech. So I would think also people around the world who are not fluent in English would have a very difficult time trying to understand the speech. But I was really intrigued with all the stuff you could do with the media center. So that was really interesting. But I especially enjoy the times when you're out walking and commenting about what you're passing and what you're going past and what you're doing and all of that. I'm going back and listening to some of the stuff on the Blind Cool Tech site, some of the previous podcasts, and some of the links out there don't work, like the one about grocery shopping and mowing the grass and one or two other things that I tried to get to. They didn't work because it couldn't find the file, so I don't know what deal was there, but thanks a lot. I just really enjoy your casual way of doing things, and you just have a really neat way of talking about stuff. So thanks for being out there, and I thank you, and have a good one.
Well, thank you for listening, Mary. We really appreciate the comments. And I must apologize for not slowing down the speech in that Media Center demo. I try to make it a point to always do that, and I guess I just forgot that time. I won't let it happen again, though, I promise. As far as the links go on the Blind Cool Tech website, I just checked them out before I started the show here, and they are indeed all working. I suspect what was happening is that our server has been a little bit overloaded, and I imagine things just timed out for you when you clicked on that link. Just go ahead and try it again, and it should work for you. They all seem to be working. And on to our email. We actually had a couple of questions that were pretty much, very similar questions. So I will try to answer it to the best of my ability. Although, as I was investigating this, I realized that I don't know the answer. But I do have a couple of workarounds for you. And what the issue is, when you go to a web page, like Blind Cool Tech, and you click on a link that's a media file, some of you want to just download that link instead of playing it in Media Player. And I thought there was actually a media bar setting. That little noise you heard there was my clip indicator, so I'm going to back off on this input volume here just a tad. So let's see, let's try that. That clip indicator, that audible. I'm talking too loud. That audible clip indicator is a neat thing, but when you're recording, the computer sounds too. It kind of gets into your recording, but that's a good way for you to hear that and see what a neat feature it is. I noticed when I was at the NFB convention the other day, they were recording a session I went to. In fact, I tried to record it too, and my batteries died. But I could tell they were using Studio Recorder because one of the guys got on there and started yelling in the mic, and you could hear that thing. So it was kind of funny. All right. So, I thought there was a way to turn off the media bar in Internet Explorer and give you the behavior that you're looking for. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore, so I'm going to show you a couple of alternatives, and if some of you other folks know a way to do this, please let us know. So we're going to go to the Blind Cool Tech website, rph.org/tech/bct.htm,
desktop, bookshare.org,
and let's go to a link here.
Voting in Albania visited link.
All right, that's a good enough one. So normally if we press enter here, Internet Explorer is going to launch Media Player, and Media Player will begin playing it. So let's look at that option first, because there's actually something you can do that I'm not sure you realize. So I pressed enter to start.
Windows Media Player.
Media
Blind
Player.
Cool Tech.
Now I'm going to pause it. July. And that I did with just Control P. Now I don't know if you realize this, but you can go to the file menu.
File left pull down. Open URL. You can.
Yep, I'm clipping again. Let me turn things down a little here. And you can go down to save.
Save as V dialog.
Right there. And that'll actually download it and save it.
Menu closed.
You can be listening
combo
while you do it.
Edit box. Dialog save as.
And we don't need to go through saving it, I guess. So that's one way to do it.
Windows
Let
Media.
Me escape out of here. Shut Windows Media Player.
Blind Cool Tech.
Now the other way is to go to a link.
Sleep apnea. Voting in Albania visited link. Street Talk visited link.
And we'll try the Street Talk one. And you can right click or press your applications key.
Context menu. Open O. Open a new window N. Save target as a dialog.
And pick save target as.
Menu closed. Close this dialog box. When download completes, see checkbox. Check dialog file download. Combo edit box.
Now, if you are a JAWS user, you need to do that a little differently, actually, because JAWS doesn't really use the real page. It does things from its own representation of the page. But what you can do is press Insert F7. That'll bring up a list of the links with the current link already highlighted, so you can just click on Save Target As from there. Okay, and I apologize. I I could have, when I saw this question, I thought, oh, that's easy. You just go to the media bar, turn that off. And there probably is a way to do that. I just honestly don't know it right off the top of my head. But if I find out, or if one of you listeners knows the answer to that, be more than happy to pass it along. Okay, let's go take a quick look at Bookshare.org and just give you a taste of the service and maybe a tip or two as well. For those of you who are not familiar, Bookshare.org is a service which you can subscribe to in the U.S. Costs about $50 a year, and it's really quite an ingenious thing. It's books, there's about 23,000 of them up there at this point, that people have scanned in and submitted and are able to share with other people. Now, you do have to have proof of a reading disability before you're able to access these books. But if you are already an NLS patron, you can use that verification process to get onto the Bookshare site. So let's just go ahead and get to our desktop.
Desktop. Bookshare.org. Log into Bookshare.org.
Link.
Microsoft Internet Explorer. Submit button.
And I'm going to type in my password.
Password. Edit by MSAA. Submit button. Bookshare.
And then I'm going to go to the home page.
Skip to help link privacy contact bookshare.org home. Book.
And let's see, we're going to go
bookshare.org
page down here.
Tape.
Yeah, here we go.
Harry Potter and the Day of Arrokhan of Harry. Bookshare.org has new or other bookshare.org dramatically link or other learn more link.
All right, I'll start news. Reading right here.
News update. Stay up to date. Bookshare.org has Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince available now. Continuing on our tradition of making high-interest books available to our subscribers the day of their release, Bookshare.org is pleased to announce that we have Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince available today, Saturday, July 16. Bookshare.org staff purchased a copy of the book this morning. Our team of in-house volunteers scanned it, OC read it, and gave it a quick validation check. We uploaded it to our site, and have made it available for download to our subscribers in BRF and DAISY formats. Download J.K. Rowling S. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood.
Alright, we'll stop it there and actually go ahead and pick that link.
Download J.K. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood. Bookshare.org home.
I'm going to hit page down and then left shift tab back up.
Download tools area link. BRF Braille digital format visited
and I'll pick
link.
The BRF format for reasons I'll tell you about. Now watch what happens here. Pretty exciting, eh? No, it's actually downloading the book and it's going to open the unpack tool automatically.
Close this dialog box. When download complete, see checkbox. Bookshare.org Book Unpack. Welcome to the Bookshare.org Book Unpack
so
utility version. Edit box enter.
Oops, I think I made a mistake.
Bookshare.org Book Unpack. Edit box file name N. Dialog save unpack Bookshare.org
so
Book.
Press enter to save.
Bookshare.org Book Unpack. Yes, why? Button bookshare.org book unpack. Open the book now.
Now, here's another little trick. When I open this book, it's going to add it to the bookport queue for me automatically. So you'll be able to hear the sounds as it does that.
Bookshare.org book unpack. Yes, why? Button bookshare.
So that was it, and I don't want to unpack another one.
Bookshare.org dash book inform.
Now let me tell you about what was happening there. Usually when you go to download a file, you get the open or save dialog, and there's a checkbox that says perform this action every time. So what I did was I checked that checkbox and pressed open. Now, that's not going to do you any good until you do the next step, which is to make a file association between BKS and the Bookshare Unpack utility. And the way you do that is go highlight a BKS file in Internet Explorer, right-click on it, do Open With, and then browse for the Bookshare Unpack utility, and tell it you want to use that program every time. So what happens then, each time you go to click a link, it just automatically downloads it and runs the utility. You type in your password and everything's all unpacked for you, ready to go. Now if it's a BRF book and you have the default setup from the Bookport transfer software, you go to open the book and the Bookport transfer software assigns BRF as the default file type for it if you don't already have a translator that's using that file type. And since your Bookport's not connected, it puts it in the queue. So let's go ahead and connect the Bookport now. Let's see, my USB cable's into my MP3 player here, so I unplug that. We'll plug it into the Bookport.
BP Launcher. SDHTTSMP3 player USB device. Edit box. Dialog send now S button.
So, it says that we have books in the queue.
Bookport queue management. You have files waiting to be sent to the Bookport. Default send now S button browse.
And
B dialog button
enter to go ahead and send them.
Dialog. Sending files.
Not sure what that was.
Harry Potter and the Odd.BRF. Default cancel button. Cancel button. Look and I. Harry Potter and the Odd.BRF. One of 326. No selected item list view. Dialog book.
That was actually faster than going to Walmart. Right, we actually got a couple of nice reports from Scott Rakowski, who's doing a podcast called The Wormcast, and we'll give you information about that.
Yeah, g'day. I want to welcome everybody here to the next installment of The Wormcast. Today we're going to be doing a review of the product called Bluebeat.com. So basically what Bluebeat.com is, it's a website that is totally accessible, and they allow you to stream over 350 channels of audio content. Now, I do want to preface my piece by saying that it is a very cool site. The only thing that you have to do is you have to register first to get an account. Now, everybody here is familiar with those sites like Google.com, other type sites where you need to actually sign up for a username and a password to access the site. Now with Google, you need to put in your verification code while you're signing up. Now if you're blind, like myself, that's not going to work because the code is in an image and we can't actually view the image there. So the way around that, basically, well, not with Google, but these people have done a really good job regarding that issue. They do have the image and the code, but they say that if you can't see the image, instead of typing in the code into the box, you can type in the word email. And what they actually do is email you a verification link, which you simply click on, and then it verifies your account. That's an excellent way to do things. I think other people and other sites should actually adopt that philosophy. People like Gmail, so that's Google, Gmail. Yahoo, I think they're a big offender of this issue as well. They have this stupid verification code as well, and there's no way around it. You're supposed to email them if you can't see the image, but it's time consuming, and you've got to wait for a response, which you never get anyway. So I think it's sheer lunacy, if you want my opinion. So that aside, we're going to talk about Bluebeat.com. So we'll assume that you've signed up for an account. You simply go to bluebeat.com, click on the join link, and you fill in your name, your email address, that sort of thing. Type in that word email in the verification code box and click submit. That then actually sends you an email with a verification link, which you simply click on, and then your account is verified. Now, also, this service is only really for broadband users. Dial-up, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to enjoy the true fidelity sound that BlueBeat.com offers. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's how it is, unfortunately. With the streaming audio, you have to install their player, which uses the guts of Windows Media Player to play the content. So, that's pretty much how that works. Now, regarding the content that is streamed to you, it's totally accessible. You don't actually need to interact with the player whatsoever. It simply opens up a Windows Media Player window using their player. It's using some sort of digital rights management to actually listen to the audio, or to actually grab the audio is what I should say. And then you can use your F9, F10 keys to adjust your volume, or close the window down if you don't wish to listen to the content anymore. Now, you have to stay on the page to get to other channels, things like that. But the easiest way that I've found to navigate this website is to click on the music link at the top of the page after you've signed up for an account and downloaded the player that you need to install. The good thing about this website is it is accessible, and they say that if there's any issues that to contact them, and they'll be more than happy to try and rectify any outstanding issues. But so far I haven't found any. Now, when you browse through the different genres, everything is headings based. So you can go to the top of the page, for example, which I'll do. Go to the top here.
Top.
And I'll hit H for heading. I'm actually using Window Eyes and the Deck Talk Access 32 going for a patch cable to the sound card, so that's cool. So we'll go down to the first genre.
Heading 3. Hello, Scott.
Okay, that's just my like a heading of the page.
Heading 3. Channel listing for.
Okay, that's channel listing for all genres. So we'll go again.
Heading 2. Heading 3.
Okay.
Heading 3. Blues.
Okay, here's the blues genre. So the first option under this category is as follows. This is where you arrow down with your arrow key, or you can use tab as well, but then you'll miss the heading of the next genre. So you don't want to do that. So you'll arrow down.
Blues, list 3 with 6 items.
Okay, so you can tell that there's 6 channels in this particular blues category.
1, link, top blues picks.
Okay, so just say you wanted to listen to top blues picks, for example. You'd hit enter on that link. And just below the link...
Link. View albums.
View albums. I don't know what that's for. I'm assuming that all these tunes come off different albums or something like that, and that'll allow you to actually view that content, or view the albums or something of that nature. So, if you arrow down again...
Recent releases and classics of the blues.
Okay, so that tells you about the channel. So, if you want to hear that channel, you just arrow back up to the link.
Link. Top blues picks.
And you hit enter on it. Okay, so we'll go to the next one.
Link, recent release 2.
Here's the next one.
Link, modern electric blues.
Modern electric blues. And you arrow down again.
Link, view albums.
Now, all these channels have that view albums link, so you don't have to worry too much about that. And you arrow down again, it tells you about the channel.
These artists are plugged in, amplifying the modern blues sound.
Okay, so that looks alright.
3.
So just say, for example, we want to pick that one. I'll just hit enter on that link on the, and the page should now just load. So we'll just press enter on here.
To visit link, modern electric blues.
Okay, so we'll just press enter. And it should come up.
Loading page.
Any second,
loading,
there we go. So it's going to load the Windows Media Stream now in Windows
load
Media
done.
Player.
45.
It also loads
loading
the page again as well.
Loading for visible line.
So here we go, it's coming up now.
Windows Media Player.
And
load done.
Any second we should hear the actual content, which we're not going to play for too long. Here we go.
Look up on the wall, baby. Hand me down my tonight.
So that's pretty much that there. So you just do an Alt-F4. That takes you back to your page. Give it about 20 seconds or a bit less, because it actually has 1,024 links on this page, actually. Sometimes with Windows, you've actually got an arrow up and down. It did take us back to the right place in the page. So that was cool. They're very, very good, that. Right, so that's a channel from the blues genre. What we'll do, we'll arrow through these genres quickly for you, just so you can... actually, we'll press H to move between the headings, because it's all laid out by headings. So we'll just do that now for you, so you can have a listen to what sort of music there is to listen to. Here we go.
Heading 3, classical. Heading 3, comedy. Heading 3, country. Heading 3, electronic. Heading 3, folk traditional. Heading 3, hard rock metal. Heading 3, industrial gods. Heading 3, jazz. Heading 3, Latin. Heading 3, modern rock. Heading 3, new age. Heading 3, oldies. Heading 3, pop.
Okay, I'm going to choose pop. We're not going to go all the way through. Actually, we'll just pick, we'll pick pop in a second.
Heading 3, punk. Heading 3, R&B soul. Heading 3, rap hip-hop.
Okay, I want to pick this rap hip-hop genre for a second, because I kind of like this music at the moment. It's really good rage to the music of rap. Okay, so if you arrow down...
Rap hip-hop, list 19 with 14 items.
Okay, you got 14 sorts of rap and hip-hop in this particular section. As you can see, it is a really well-designed site. I'm really very impressed with the way this site actually works compared to other sites in the past that I've been to that aren't that great. So we'll pick one here.
One, visit link, top urban hits.
Okay, so top urban hits. If you arrow down two more times, it'll tell you about that channel.
Link all of the R&B and hip-hop singles ruling the airwaves right now.
Okay.
Look, visit link,
so
top
we'll press enter on it.
Close this dialogue box.
And it'll come up. I'm just hitting control to silence the speech. It doesn't blabber on too much. And, okay. Any second. It's still loading. And, still going. Okay.
Windows Media
Player.
Here
we go. So it's going to start playing in a second. And you just do an Alt-F4 when you want to stop the stream playing.
You know, girl. It's crazy. So I always been wanting a girl like you. It's fine, bro. can I get your number?
Oh, damn. The club about to close in a minute.
So that's pretty much how it sounds. You're all going to get this in stereo because it's a 44-100K stream. Okay, so we'll just stop that. Okay. We're just giving you little samples here of what the actual audio will come up with and what it sounds like to you. Okay, so we'll just check this here. What have we got here?
Link, view albums.
Okay, so it's left us in the same place. Let's pick the pop category again, for example. So we'll go back.
Channel listing for.
Where is it?
No heading.
Okay, I've got to go back through because it lost its place.
Heading 3, pop.
Here it is. Hey, look at that. Perfect.
Heading.
Okay, so we'll just go back. Okay, this is the Long Before Britney channel, and the actual information about this channel is...
Look, we melded all over again with the smash team hits of the 80s and 90s.
That looks like a really good channel.
So,
I'm going to bring that one up.
Close this.
But this is pretty much how it works. I'll explain something to you in a second after we've shown you this particular channel.
Load done.
We're just loading the channel now.
Loading page.
Beautiful audio as well. So
load done.
Here we go. Any second we should
Windows
hear the channel.
Player.
There we go. So it's going to start playing any second now. And we'll be able to tell you something else in a sec. Now, with all these channels, I just stopped that then. They start at the beginning of each song you load. So, you don't have to like be in the middle of a song or anything like that. You'll be at the beginning of the song, whenever you load the channel. So, that's great. Okay, one more while we're here.
List one with five items.
Let's just pick another one here, for example. Let me have a quick look through the listing here.
Heading three, channel listing
four. I want to show you something about the different sorts of channels they've got. They've got one called Time Machine Channels. Now, what that basically is, I'm going to show you that now.
Heading three, electronic.
Okay, where is this?
Heading three, folk traditional.
I think it's gone, but it's gone back to the top, or...
No heading.
Yeah, it has. Okay. So we'll just, arrow through these headings.
Heading three, Rikai.
Okay.
Heading three, Shoto. Heading three, Spirits. Heading three, Theme. Heading three, World.
Righto.
Heading two, Heading three. Heading three, Blues. List 26, look, heading to end of list 25, sampling of rhythms from the many countries on the continent.
Right,
end
okay.
List, heading, blues, heading 3, blue, list 20, link, blues, not link, listen now.
Okay, they're blues channels.
Link, view albums, 1, link, blues of the...
Okay, these are all the Time Machine channels. Now, the thing I don't like about these particular Time Machine channels is when you press enter on a particular channel, you've then got to go down about 3 headings to go to the listen link. They've got a frequently asked questions area on the site that explains the difference between the time channel, time machine channels, and the other type there. They're called killer playlists, and they're like mini playlists of the best tracks or songs they've picked. But I think the genres way is the way to go myself. If you want to experiment around with the time machine channels, you can. Okay, so let's just let's pick. For example, where is it?
Folk traditional.
We don't want folk.
Heading three, hard rock metal.
Hard rock metal.
Heading three, industrial god.
What we might, we'll pick punk, just as an example.
Rap hip hop. Heading three,
where is punk? I've got to go back up to
heading
with
three,
shift H.
Heading three, punk.
There it is. Okay.
Punk. List 17 with 7 items.
Okay, there's 7 channels in the punk genre. So what's the first one here? It's called
1. Link. Cover this punk. Link.
Okay.
New albums.
What does it say about that?
Listen to these punks give your favorite songs a severe sonic makeover.
Okay, so they're like cover tunes, basically. What else we got here?
2. Link. A planet called punk.
A planet called punk.
Link. Stud your jacket and grease up your hog for the best punk rock of the 70s.
Okay, that's 70s punk.
3. Link. Ruder than him.
Okay, what's
Link,
this one?
Jump to 90s ska, pick it up.
Okay.
4. Link. Reinventing punk rock. Link. These tunes are so modern and hardcore, you won't be able to keep from slamming.
Exactly.
5. Link. Punk rock points.
And this
Link,
one?
Rough and righteous, 80s punk rocks.
Okay.
6. Link, punch it up. Link, the best punk of the 90s can be found right here.
Okay, so let's pick that one, for example.
Link, punch it up.
Okay, so we'll hit enter on that name of the channel. And it'll load it up in a second. Just loading it now.
Load done.
Okay.
Loading page.
Okay, any second we should have it.
Load done.
It's just loading it still. Windows Media should come up. Or it might just load it and start playing.
Spent 15 years getting loaded. 15 years cause liver exploded. Now it's Bob getting
it. Windows Media. Windows Media. Windows Eyes. Windows Media.
The doctor said, what you been thinking about? Bob said, that's the point. I won't think about nothing. Now I gotta do something else.
Okay.
I'm
on top of the screen. There we go. So that's pretty much
button.
A taste
yes, why.
Of
Windows Media Configuration Manager.
Okay.
Windows Media Update is currently available.
Okay, I'll get that to fix that in a second. It wants to update my Windows Media Player, which I'll do later. So that's basically Bluebeat.com. It's an excellent, excellent service for excellent audio content. So have a bit of a play around with it. If anybody has any comments on anything they find new that I haven't yet discovered in Bluebeat.com, just shoot us a comment on the comment line to 206-888-4713 in the US, or you can shoot us through an email to wormcast@scottrutt.com. That's wormcast@scottrutt.com. I'd like to also thank a listener who left a comment on the comment line earlier this week. The listener's name is Julie. I want to thank you for your kind words about the podcast and that sort of thing. Also received an email from Lois, who is very cool, and she likes my podcast, and she just had a few questions regarding the podcast, a couple of questions regarding the Sony digital recorder, which I've used as well. So thanks again, Lois, for your kind comments regarding my podcast. So we're going to play this comment for you, and after the comment, we'll end the podcast. And we will, again, I want to thank everybody for their comments. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank people for tuning in and subscribing to the podcast over at feeds.feedburner.com/wormcast. So yeah, feel free to post your comments on the comment line, and or send us an email. We'll be happy to read those out, and we'll actually summarise them, but we'll thank you on the air, that sort of thing. So yeah, here's the comment from Julie, and then we'll end the podcast and be back next week with something else to review here on the Wormcast.
Hey Scott, this is Julie with Heart and Music Radio, or maybe I should call you Adam after your last podcast with the Senseo Coffee Maker. But no, I'll continue to call you Scott, but I enjoyed that podcast, and I've enjoyed all of your podcasts so far. I like your accent, of course, and I also like the variety of things that you do. I do have one question. Why do you call it the Wormcast? Just curious. Anyway, have a good night, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, I'd actually like to know that too, Scott. And for any of you that are interested in Scott's podcast, like he said in the report there, check it out at feeds.feedburner.com/wormcast. I know I'll be subscribing. And if any of you would like to submit some material to be included in Blind Cool Tech, you may do so by using an FTP client or just in Windows Explorer, and use the address ftp://bct@skulr.onlinestoragesolution.com. And to log in, the username is BCT and the password is submit. That's going to do it for our show today. Appreciate the good submissions, and keep the emails and feedback coming. Our voice line feedback is 206-984-9203. Our email is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And of course our website is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. And I also need to point out that the opinions expressed in this podcast by me or any of the submitters are not necessarily those of the American Printing House for the Blind. This is strictly just a digging around kind of thing for me personally, and there's no kind of association with any stated philosophies or views that American Printing House for the Blind has. I just needed to point that out to make sure everybody knows where we stand. Okay, y'all, it was good talking with you again, and have a great rest of the weekend. We'll see you next time. I'm Larry Skudkan, reporting for Blind Cool Tech.